Okay, plenty of people gamble on sporting events, but few people have so much riding on a game as a woman named Courtney Paris, who is essentially betting against herself. The Oklahoma Center has said if her team does not win the national college basketball title, she's going to give back her scholarship money. Tens of thousands of dollars. USA Today columnist Christine Brennan is following this and other developments in the NCAA women's tourney. Christine, good morning once again.
Good morning, Steve.
So how's Oklahoma doing with all that money on the line?
Well, they're in the Sweet 16. Oklahoma plays Pittsburgh on Sunday, and if they win that game, it'll be the winner of Rutgers or Purdue to get to the Final Four. So Courtney Paris right now, they're on pace to probably get to the Final Four, I would think, and then they might run into UConn, the best team in the country, and that could be a problem for Courtney Paris.
Was she aware when she made this promise that hardly anybody wins the national championship except for UConn, maybe one or two other teams?
Yeah, I think she was. I mean, she's a senior center. She's 6'4", and she's the daughter of a great San Francisco 49er, Bubba Paris, who won 3 Super Bowl rings. So she knows sports, and frankly, she's getting a lot of publicity and a lot of compliments, Steve, as I think she should. It's a bit of a stunt, but I kind of like the fact she did it. It's different, and it shows that these women are understanding of the meaning of a scholarship, what it's worth, and they're appreciative of it.
Is she playing up to her own promise here?
You know, right now she's playing great, but it could be tough. Here's the problem for them. Connecticut Huskies and Oklahoma have met once before, and in November, Oklahoma lost 106-78. So even though Courtney Paris is a terrific player, the reality
is... Well, she just has to add 28 more points onto her game.
Right, and she's got a sister playing too, Ashley, her twin. So, you know, between them, maybe the Paris family can get going. But this is not going to be an easy one, but it's certainly made for a lot of discussion. And for a sport, women's basketball, it doesn't get a lot of attention at this time. Totally overwhelmed by the men's game. It's a breath of fresh air and kind of fun to talk about.
I understand you're a little upset about a particular basketball fan who's only paying attention to the men, or said to be.
Well, you know, Barack Obama, the president of the United States, you know, doesn't have to listen to me. But I think when he did he called it his bracket. Of course, it was the men's bracket. Very well publicized event on ESPN about a week ago. Why didn't he, as the father of two daughters, and the two daughters also play sports, and his wife, who's played sports, why didn't he do a women's bracket as well? There are two tournaments going on right now, and even if one completely overshadows the other, wouldn't it be nice if the president showed some interest in that one that's a bit smaller? And for those little girls out there who are playing basketball in the driveway, maybe say to them, I care about your tournament too. So hopefully next year the president will do the women's tournament bracket.
Christine, if you're doing your own bracket, there is Connecticut, the perennial favorite. Anybody else you'd expect to see definitely in the Final Four, or almost definitely?
I think Maryland won 3 years ago. Now those freshmen that won are seniors, and they would love to get a second national title. I think we could see Maryland against UConn in the final. Oklahoma, and we talked about Courtney Paris. They think they could certainly be in the Final Four. Maybe Stanford, because, of course, now Duke is out, Tennessee is out. So there's a little bit more balance, actually, which is nice to see. I think that's Title IX working its magic. 37 years old, the law that changed the playing fields and the basketball courts in America. And I think we're seeing more balance. Having said that, I think UConn's going to win it, and I think they're going to win it with ease this year. But more teams are bubbling to the surface and newer names, and that makes it more fun and a little bit more difficult to pick, except not this year because of UConn.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.